Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it.
We're doing it.
Do it.
It's on.
Let's fucking do it.
Whoa, something's
I can hear myself.
Something's going wrong.
What's that?
I know. Let me fix it.
Hello.
Technical things.
Hello. Let's fucking do it.
Oh no. It's all gone wrong.
Oh gosh. What's happened?
It's all gone wrong.
What's
we've got
happened?
Two dows.
Double dow.
Double dowing.
Double down on your dows.
I'm going to quit that dow.
Quit that dow. Hey!
Hey! Hey! We're back.
I'm sure the listener would have experienced the anywhere. Same as that. As we did.
I don't think they heard the double.
I'm pretty sure they didn't. Oh, you know what? You're missing
double
out.
Double down.
You're missing out because you heard me and Matt echoing to each other.
Single down.
Like a couple of young dolphins. Is that what they do?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Echo was
echo
the dolphin.
I was locating Matt via my echo location. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Give me more than one animal that uses echolocation to find
dolphin.
More than one, yes.
And a platypus.
So one of those is correct.
Yep.
And it's Nad platypus.
Hey. Oh, I've only got one then.
You could have had bat.
Oh, a bat, yeah.
And other animals. I was only thinking of bat.
I always forget that you're like having a pub quiz around.
Yes, yes.
You're just out of nowhere, just throw me a question that I'm not going to know the answer to.
It's capital of Azerbaijan.
The city, the main city.
Yep, correct.
Yes.
I would have accepted main city or A.
A. Yep.
Very good, Matt.
Thank you.
More questions coming up.
It's been a while since last week.
It has been a while since last week.
Have you done anything? Did you have a good Easter? Did you rise from the dead?
I didn't rise from the dead. I was in Fuerteventura.
Fuerteventura.
Where?
How was that?
Fine.
Was it hot?
It was.
Yep.
I would say somewhere between 21 and 22 degrees.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. It's the sort of thing where before you go, you say to whoever you're going with, "Ooh, that's not very hot. I could do with hotter than that." And then when you're there, you're like, "Fucking hell, this is like being on the surface of the sun."
And then it's
only 21 degrees. And then the next year, when you are about to go away, you go, "Ooh, it's only 21 degrees. That's not going to be very hot." And you get there, and you're like, "Ah,
I'm in shorts and nothing else, and it's still hot."
Yeah, so
it was hot, hotter than we expected. Did all the chocolate melt?
The chocolate did melt. I actually did spend a good amount of time running after a fully grown man dressed as a chicken in a hotel lobby.
Did he know?
Did he know that I was running after him? Or that he was dressed as a fully grown man dressed as a chicken?
Both.
He knew neither of these things. He'd escaped from a local mental asylum.
Great.
We were trying to capture him. This wasn't even Easter. This was a week later.
Yeah. How long were you there for?
One more week than Easter.
Right, yeah. Great.
Anyway, yeah, so that was good. What have you been up to?
I went and hid. I went and hid out in the woods for Easter.
What? Sorry, what?
Yeah, went and hid out in
you
the woods.
Hid in the woods for Easter?
Yeah, in Eridge Forest.
Eridge Forest?
Eridge, yeah.
I've never heard of that. Where's that?
It's in Eridge.
Ah.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a forest.
Okay, cool.
Full of trees.
Okay.
I don't know if you know trees.
I've heard of them.
They've got the Eridge rocks there, which is metal adjacent, isn't it? Rock.
It is metal adjacent, yes.
Any metal adjacent things in Future Ventura?
In Future Ventura, what was metal
Other than
adjacent?
It sounds a bit like Ace Ventura and Cannibal Corpse are on that.
Yeah,
movie.
He's a big metal fan, isn't he? James Carey. I think he is.
Maybe.
I thought he requested Cannibal Corpse, didn't he?
Oh, nice.
Because you really wanted to meet them.
Yeah.
I think.
That's cool.
How it works.
Yep.
Anyway. That's what we've been up to.
Yep. That's not much.
Not much at all,
really. Should we just get into the podcast then?
Have you been to see any bands? No. Not since last time.
I think.
Have you?
Possibly.
You see more than I do.
Maybe not since last time. No, nothing's been happening.
You've got Callous Dowboys in the diary for the 13th of June.
Yes.
But I'm at a wedding.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, but you got a spare ticket.
To the wedding, yes. Do you want to come?
Yes, I do, yeah. So neither of us are going to the Callous Dowboys. I think I'll go and see Pupil Slicer.
On my birthday.
On your birthday?
Yeah,
I think I'm going for dinner, sadly. I think I'm going to go see Deaf Goals.
But I'm out for dinner with Pupil Slicer,
yeah.
So they can't make it to
yeah,
the
they
gig.
Can't make it either.
So you won't be going to see that.
I will stand in.
Okay, fine.
Yep.
Fine.
I haven't sliced my pupils yet, so
not for a long time.
Something for the show.
Not for a long time.
Might see Deaf Girls up the road.
Okay. Yes.
Knives.
Oh yes. Yeah.
And I don't know. Other things will probably happen.
Other things will happen. Yeah.
They will happen.
That's life, isn't it?
That's life.
That's
welcome
life.
To life.
That's can't bring myself to sing the next word. And other things will happen.
So
yes.
Let's go to the theme song. Here it is. Your feet and put on the kettle. Make a chain metal. What's the Grand Prix? Who's Sebastian Vettel? Make a chain metal.
Regular listeners to the podcast may have noticed something slightly different in that the theme song was different, wasn't it?
It was very different. Yeah. What happened there?
Well, basically, we sacked Brotality. They'd spent a good 60 episodes or so coming and playing it live perfectly every single
sacked.
Time. They weren't sacked.
They were just... they just couldn't make this episode.
Because of Easter.
Because
they're a heavily Christian band.
Yes, exactly.
And they couldn't make it because of Easter. So we employed the services of generative AI.
Yep. Yeah, we did.
That was a song that we made just by typing in the lyrics.
Simon.
And pressing a button.
Simon came to the studio.
The studio.
My bedroom. Very excited.
I was like, honestly so excited.
Oh my God, I've got something for you. You started opening your bag as if it was going to be like
something
a gift.
Good.
Like a gift.
Yeah.
And like a material gift. And I thought, you know, Easter's been.
Oh, you were expecting an egg.
Maybe you were going to get me an egg
or
something. Just something.
It's
maybe
kind
you
of
found like a good beer.
It's sort of an Easter egg for the listener.
It is a little Easter egg. No one saw it coming.
Not physical, though.
And you were like, oh my God, check this out.
Yeah, I found a very good company, Suno AI, if anyone's interested, where you type in some words and it spits out a song
yep.
in any genre.
And I was like, oh, you know, we've got a real actual song
by
made
a real
by
human.
Artists.
No, fuck them.
I mean, we did fire our designer and just started using AI for the pictures.
Everything could be AI. I think what we could do, there's also companies that...
If
you speak into them for
they
a bit, they will
AI
just mimic
your
voice. So we could get AI to generate the script,
yep.
AI to do the voices, AI to do all the jingles, and AI to do the images, and then we just take time off.
They won't be as bad at words as me, though, would they?
No, that's the point, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but...
It won't be as authentic.
That's the human
it won't
part
be as
of this podcast.
Authentically bad.
Everyone's like, oh, what? Is Matt going to mispronounce this week?
Oh,
what's
yes,
it going to be? It could be anything.
Could be anything.
Sometimes it's a hard word.
Could be
sometimes
anything.
It's a really easy word.
Yeah, it could be near the word
so,
as well.
Yeah.
Who knows? So there you go, listener. Sorry if you were expecting... sorry if you only listened to this for the theme tune.
Yeah.
That wasn't them.
That wasn't.
Next week, they may be back. We don't know
we don't
at this
know.
Stage.
Yeah. We never know what's going on.
No, at all. It's unscripted. I know it seems scripted.
Right.
It's unscripted.
So, before
yes,
we get
yes,
started,
yes, yes.
admin.
Oh, gosh.
If you like it, listen.
If we're going to automate anything, it should be this bit.
If you like... Can we make this a song?
Let's make this a song for next time.
Yeah. If you like it, listen. If you listen, subscribe. If you subscribe...
Tell
give us
friend.
Some stars and then tell a friend then do it again.
That will do actually probably for this.
Yeah.
Basically just hit subscribe if you like it.
Tell a friend if you like them.
If you don't want anyone else to hear this, just do nothing.
Oh yeah. If you don't want anyone to know that you may contain metal as well because it's your podcast.
Then don't tell anyone and also don't go through the scanner at an airport. Then people will know that you contain metal.
Right, Si, do you want to tell us what's in store?
No, but I will.
We
are going to start, as is customary, in season 5 with
season five.
Worsts first.
What, the worsts come first?
Yeah.
Before the theme
I,
song
Matt
and before
and
the introduction.
Matt and I scour the metal releases every single week.
Scour it.
And we have to go through a lot of rubbish to find the stuff that we like, that we tell you about. And it's a couple of rubbish ones that we found.
Now we're going to tell you things that we don't like.
Yeah, just to fill the void.
And also, I want to just point out, if it's your favourite thing,
sorry,
that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're just wrong.
You are wrong, yeah.
And also, I'm waiting for the day you have a worst verse that's one of my
favourite things.
Standout tracks.
Well, when Metallica's new album comes out, that may happen. New releases, then. Then album of the week. Quite an easy one this week.
That's it.
We've got no messages again.
Oh, guys, send us a message.
Come on, come on.
I think maybe the message system's broken.
maybe we're full. Maybe we've had so many messages that...
The unread.
The cloud is full.
Sorry, no more room in the clouds.
Sorry about that. Please leave the cloud.
If our messages were in... we're a cloud.
Yeah.
It would always be clear skies.
Oh, I'm so glad that you thought that and said it.
Yes.
AI would never do that.
No. AI only thinks, doesn't think, does it? It just does what you tell it to do.
Yeah, but with the twist.
What, that is better?
Yeah, that it's better than humans, yeah.
Cool. Right, okay, so that is the rundown. Let's get into Worst Verse!
Worst Verse! Worst Verse! Worst Verse! Who's going first and worst first?
I think you.
Oh, because the worst should go first.
Should
I see how it is.
First.
Okay, fine.
Right, let me.
I'm going to go worst first with me, Simon. Worst first.
Worst first, okay.
Are you going to play it?
Should I just play it first?
Just play it.
Right. Here it is.
It sounds like the opening theme to Vikings and whatever. Channel
is
Vikings
this
is on.
Battle metal?
It might be battle metal.
It might be battle metal.
I tried not to pick battle metal because of what we said last time. It's too obvious, too easy. But it's just so bad that I had to pick it.
Springtime is impossible.
In Blossom, like you said, not impossible.
Oh, not impossible.
Blossom.
This is like
the weather report.
Is this like. Or like a Tim Burton musical.
It
movie.
Does sound very Danny Elfman. Isn't it? It's the best weather report I've heard all year. He skipped through the seasons pretty quickly.
How many times have you listened to this?
This will be the second time. Here we go.
Okay, that is pretty bad.
Dinky donkey, bing bong, rinky dinky doo. It's rubbish, isn't it?
Stop it. So bad.
It's by the way, if you do like that, and that's fine,
that
the
fine.
Band are called Tungsten, which is a metal.
It is a tongue.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's some kind of metal. Anyway, and the song is called, I mean, you can probably guess what it's called. It's called Walborg.
Mark Walborg.
Yeah. It's about Mark Walborg.
It's about Mark Walborg.
The famous. Orc. That is Tungsten, Walborg. Matt, what's yours?
Oh, mine is... Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Because here it is! P.O.D. again.
It could be P.O.D. Who is this?
Wait for it.
Can't wait. Here we go. Oh my gosh.
Wait for it. This is the way.
Here we go.
All
right. What the hell is this? This is awful.
It's Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, Christ.
With DMX.
What? Why?
With DMX. You know, DMX is pretty good at his own right.
Yeah, I guess, but I thought he's dead, though.
What?
DMX is dead.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
He is. He died in 2021.
What?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
He did.
From COVID.
Let's see how he died.
Well,
it's really bad, isn't it? I mean, it's the only way.
But
he, only way he would have done this if he was dead.
This is the way. This is the way it's supposed to
be. I assume they have...
They finished it. It's like,
taken his voice.
Is that meant to be? And they're like, yeah, this is the way it's supposed
yeah,
it's, to be.
Yeah, it's so crap that you have to say this is the way it's supposed to be in the yeah, song.
Keep saying, no, this is...
Honestly,
this is the way
actually...
it's supposed to be. So it's Five yeah. Finger Death Punch and DMX.
DMX.
This is the way. Is he dead?
He's dead. Let me see when he died. He died in 2021 in April.
You'd have to be dead to do
He was
it.
A born-again Christian and stated that he read the Bible
oh.
every day.
Good, great Easter fact.
Good Easter fact, yeah.
he
was
died
alive,
and then was born again.
If he was alive, he'd be gutted that Brutality were not at the beginning anymore.
Of the Easter podcast.
What the
What?
Fuck.
What?
DMX yeah. was the... Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
What?
This is mind-blowing.
Okay.
DMX was the father of 17 children.
From, no wonder he's dead.
From 11 different women.
What?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I've never even seen 11 different women.
He married his childhood friend in 1999. They were married for 11 years.
Right. What?
And they had 4 children together. So then he had another 13 kids by 10 women.
After being with someone for 11... How old was he when
he
died?
Had four, they had 4 like kids 100. Together. Xavier, quite a cool name. Tacoma.
Like
Sean. And then...
Ben.
Praise Mary Ella.
What?
He's one child.
Very, no, that's probably when he was
and
born
he was in
again.
Prison. He was in prison for a bit and then managed to father another 13 children.
In prison the whole time. He fathered the
and
13
he used,
children.
He used to pay 10 grand a month in child support. This. Let's make a podcast about this.
10 grand a month? No wonder
he had a daughter.
How did he die? Did he kill himself? I would have.
That's not. Why am I laughing at? That's not funny. he killed himself. That's not funny. Sorry.
No.
Health
no.
problems and death. Here we go. Rushed to hospital, critical condition, heart attack,
10 grand
drug overdose, life support, cerebral hypoxia.
So
well, that's sad.
17, 10 grand.
Vegetative state. Comatose.
Divided by
la 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 la.
That's
lost functionality in multiple essential organs.
That's only $600 a child.
No, that what the 10 grand?
Yeah.
That was before he had the other 13. I think that was.
Oh, wow.
Oh, official cause of death. Drum roll, please. Cocaine induced heart attack.
Way!
Okay, I mean, to be honest, I feel like he lived a life that we could never imagine. So in 50 years, he did more than us, probably. And what a way to go. That's quite fun, isn't it?
We've still got
he had 17 kids.
We've still got a long way to go.
Which means he had, unless four of those were twins, he's had sex one more time than me. So that's pretty good going.
Is that people time or time time?
People time?
Right, time people time. Time.
Both?
Time time.
Time time.
I've never done it, so I couldn't have been had all those children.
You should. It's all right.
I hear it's fun.
It's fine for a bit.
That's 16 more children than you.
Mad.
It is mad. I think we should.
15th unless you child. 17th child. Twin boys! Sorry. That I didn't mean to shout twin boys. I haven't done that for a long time. on December the 5th, 2019, DMX, 16th and 17th children, twin boys, were born to Pebbles Junelle. I don't know if that's a person or a place.
well done, DMX.
Lovely trip at the weekend. Went to Pebbles Junelle.
I wonder how...
Absolutely great.
How many of his children get any money from that song that...
Yeah, the new one.
Spotify.
Maybe none.
We just played it once.
He didn't like Ja Rule, apparently. he said that Ja Rule stole his signature gruff style of rap delivery. I mean, what? Anyway.
That's
DMX.
And that was...
If you've just tuned in and you were expecting a metal-related podcast... Sorry,
it's now DMX podcast.
DMX podcast.
Tune into our DMX podcast. May contain DMX... sister podcast.
Make a tape metal. Oh.
Brilliant. Right, that's worst first. That brings us nicely.
That was my favourite bit we've ever done in 25 years of
we
podcasting.
We should be doing reels and pull these bits out.
We should be, yeah. It's a lot of work, though, isn't it? Although AI exists, there must be a way of making it easy for AI.
Do you reckon AI could pull that bit out?
Probably.
Pull the best bits out and then just
turn it into a reel. A
cartoon reel.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if it's, work that out for next episode.
Okay, for next episode, I'll do that.
Right. Let's go on to new releases.
So, I think am I up first? Yes. Okay. Yes. This
worst
is I'm the worst and I am first. Oh. this is must be quite fun to just be able to do that and people be like,
"Whoa,
yeah, that's just him.
Have my children."
Yeah.
Oh.
Now DMX has arrived.
Oh.
this artist goes by the name of Proto Sequence.
Ooh.
They are a technical death metal, amongst other things, band from Canada.
The band from Canada. What do they do?
They play music, Matt.
Did you not?
Tech death music.
Did you hear what I said?
No, what?
You said the band from Canada.
Yeah.
I said they're banned from Canada. What do they do in Canada?
They are banned from Canada. Yeah. They play technical death metal.
That would get you banned.
Too loudly.
From, yeah.
In the,
sorry, guys.
In a church? I don't know. The album's called Bestiary.
Ooh.
Which is something to do with animals, I assume. Based on the word bestiality?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yep.
A bestiary, is that a place where... Can you look that up, Matt? What's some
Bestiary.
Bestiary.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Could have done it before the podcast started, but couldn't be bothered. The record label is Lacerated Enemy. Don't mind if I do. Duration 33 minutes. Good length. That's a bloody good length. Not long enough to get bored. Just long enough to keep your interest. 33 minutes, you might start the whole thing again, I would say. Standout track. The standout track is a quite a moving song.
Hold on.
Come on. Bestiary.
Yeah. Is one of the most popular sources of information on animals in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, there you go. That makes sense.
And that was...
a bestiary.
Yeah. The most famous one is the Aberdeen Bestiary.
Ah.
There's so basically over 50 manuscript bestiaries surviving today. So you go see them.
So you might have had a situation where someone said, "Hey, what's out over there in that field?
What do you put in a bestiary?"
Get your bestiary.
It's a medieval encyclopedia that identifies a selection of animals.
Sorry about the bad Scottish accent, by the way.
Was that bad?
I backed myself to do quite a good one, but that was quite bad.
I understood it more than most Scottish accents I've
heard. Whoa! Sorry to all our Scottish listeners. Right, standout track is quite a moving song, Matt, about a dwarf trying to access the cupboards where the mugs and glasses are kept in the kitchen. It's called...
Oh,
it's called
fun fact.
No, carry on. We'll get to this joke in a minute.
There was a Mexican restaurant in Derby that had a small chef.
Yeah.
And they customized the entire kitchen.
Wow.
And put everything on the chef's level.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is both a fact and fun.
Yeah, it's a good fact.
Great. Well, similar to this joke I was about to say, my standout track, Matt, is quite a moving song.
Yes.
About a dwarf trying to access the cupboard where all the mugs and glasses are kept.
Yeah.
It's called Baroness Part 2, The Handles We Reach For.
And here it is! Oh, if you get down, what the future holds, would you be the king, or would you let it come to you? Are you so afraid to face the journey of the world?
There it was. Oh, silly.
People listen to this.
Oh, it's very silly. this album, Matt, it's all over the shop. You got a bit of death, a bit of math, a bit of tech, some blasty beat bits, some widdly bits, some melodic jazzy bits. Sometimes the vocalist sounds like a drunk pirate. Sometimes he sounds like a pig. Sometimes like someone who's angry at their kids. And sometimes like a growling dog. It's got everything going for it. But no, honestly, it's really, really good. If you like technical death metal,
I do.
It's up there with some of the best technical death metal I've heard.
Nice. I would say. Technical.
It's not too much. It's not like too much. You don't know what's going on, but there's enough going on to keep you interested. If you have a short attention span like me, fun fact, proto sequence, Matt, is the sequence of bases in an ancestral genome.
Ooh. Yeah,
almost as good as your bestiary fact.
Yes. Yes.
For fans of Inferi.
Yes.
Aronius.
Ooh.
And Apogean. If you want to look them up, please do.
Look them
up. My three-word review for proto sequence bestiary is simply the bestiary. Better than all the restiary.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. That's it. Over to you.
Thank you. I've been listening to Frail Body, the band, and their album, Artificial Boutique.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It came out on the 29th.
Talking my language.
29th of March. They're a three-piece band from Rockford, Illinois. It's 11 songs, 40 minutes long.
Ooh, too long, but
whoa, kinda. 2 minutes too long. That.
That is 2 minutes
two
too long.
2 minutes too long. My standout track is Birth, and here it is. So this album,
yes,
it's posty.
It's got a bit of post in there. Yeah?
It's gazy.
Oh, it's gaze, all right.
It's melodic. It's heavy.
Yep.
It comes kicking and screaming out the gate.
Wow.
And then it goes on a bit of a genre-bending journey.
Wow.
That navigates through elements of screamo, post-rock, and even hints of black metal.
Yeah, okay.
Showcasing their ability to defy genre boundaries and craft a unique
did
sound.
Did you write this?
Yes. Tracks like Scaffolding and the one we just heard, Birth, are more raw and emotional, whilst Another Year Removed and No Resolution tend to lean towards the more atmospheric.
Wow.
Wow.
Bit of a, for the listener there, a bit of a word of warning, don't ever give birth on Scaffolding.
Why not?
Just very dangerous.
I'd say this whole thing is a genre-ending roller coaster.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. It's got a lot going for it. A little fun fact.
Yes.
Feeding,
ooh,
on artificial flowers would pose significant challenges for a frail person if you have a frail body.
Sorry. What?
Right, so they're called Frail Body, and
yeah,
the album's called Artificial Boutique.
Okay,
so
sorry.
If you was to eat as a frail person...
Are you confusing boutique with bouquet?
Maybe. I am, yeah. I am.
AI would never do this.
That's what I've done. Yeah, this is why we need...
But also eating a small fake shop would also be bad for someone.
Yes, a little boutique.
A frail body.
I'll tell you, there'd be no calories.
There would be no calories. No. You're right.
Yeah. So, you know, I won't. Yeah, I got that very wrong.
Yeah, I liked it though.
So, no fun fact for that then.
No, that was a good. That was a fun fact.
For fans of Dreamworld, Touche Amour, Brutus, my three word song, my 3 word review is strong, meaty realism.
Good.
Thanks.
Good and relevant.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I have been listening to Horndow.
Whoa, I love Horndow.
I'm so glad they're back, Matt.
Where do they go?
They stayed in Horndow and wrote another album. But
that's the Horndow effect.
Horndow. We'll go on to that. Horndow are one of those bands where you listen to the album, like their other album, Lake Drinker, one of our favourites from...
Favourites.
The year 2021? Yep. 2021?
Yeah, I think so.
Or 22? It was like in our top three, I think.
Mm.
Or something along those lines.
I'll find out.
Of that year. And then you listen to it and you're like, this is a great album. And then you sort of forget about Horndal, not in a bad way. You listen to other stuff, as we do, as part of our job for the podcast. And then all of a sudden, you see in a list, Horndal's new album's coming out. And you're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I love them.
Forgot about them.
And then
I
you remember them. And you're like, these guys are great. And that's what happened. The album's called Head Hammer Man.
Yep.
Released on the 5th of April on Prosthetic, one of our favourite limbs and records.
It was number. It was our number three.
Number three, that's what I thought.
In 2021 list.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Well
it's
done,
43
now.
Minutes long.
Whoa, that's 5 minutes too long.
It's 5 minutes too long. Do the math. And standout track is Blacklisted.
And here it is. To play that song.
Hey-oh, very funny.
Hey.
Head Hammer Man continues the soundtrack to the real life events.
My nickname in school.
What?
Head Hammer Man.
Yeah, ironic name in school.
It used to be my nickname.
Oh, did it? Head Hammer Man.
Yeah.
Great. Why is that?
People used to hit me over the head with a hammer.
Ah, okay. Yep. That makes more sense. Hammer Head Man. So you look like a shark.
A shark, yes. Yeah.
But very good at seeing around corners before you got to them. Is that what hammerhead sharks do? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they
Head
love corners.
Hammer Man continues the soundtrack to the real-life events taken from the Swedish hardcore sludge outfit Horndal's namesake hometown. They are from a place called Horndal. This album is about the unsung hero Ulrik Andersson and the dramatic events in Horndal during the Great Strike in Sweden in 1909. They really like to take a fairly banal thing and write an entire album about something.
If the whole album is about him.
He's a union leader.
Right, if the whole
album is about him. He was blacklisted in Sweden. Yes.
The whole album is about him. How he is now sung. He is no longer unsung.
Oh, yeah, he's literally a sung. But he is dead, sung. Though.
Yeah, true.
I suppose. It's about, so he's a union leader. He's blacklisted all over Sweden and can't find work anywhere. Faced with continued harassment, he's forced in exile and emigrates to America. That's what the album's about. As inhabitants of Horndal itself, the band members channel understandable frustration and anger about this man from 1909 that didn't have a job. and... That's basically it. But it's very good. Horndal are great. They've got a great sound that is sort of a little bit unique sounding, even though it sounds like some other stuff.
Yep. You know it's Horndal.
You know it. Hey, when you hear Horndal, you know it's Horndal. I've also just, as saying that, remembered my three-word review from the last Horndal review, and I'm going to repeat it.
Go on, then.
I had a new one, but I'm going to use the old one. In a minute. Fun fact. There's also a book being released, a novel about Ulrik Andersson. Not even joking. Not only have they made an album about a very uninteresting story.
Yeah.
There's an entire novel coming out as well. Sorry, Horndal, if you're listening. It's not uninteresting. It's interesting. But does it need an entire book? Don't know. Maybe we'll read it.
Yeah.
Maybe on each podcast episode, we'll read a chapter as a section. No? Okay.
That's the other podcast.
Fine.
After the DMX one.
Oh, do you want to know about the Horndal effect?
Yes, I'd love to.
Horndal, a small town in Sweden, offers a curious case that exemplifies the Horndal effect in economics and industrial productivity. This phenomenon was observed in the 1960s at the Horndal Ironworks factory. Yet they haven't written a song about this, as far as I'm aware. Despite no significant investment in new machinery or technology over a decade, the productivity of the factory workers increased substantially by about 15%. I'll skip to the end. This phenomenon is now studied in economics and industrial organization to understand how productivity can improve through means other than direct financial investment in equipment or technology.
Whoa.
That was very Alan Partridge, wasn't it? Sorry about
it
that.
It was, yeah. Aha.
For fans of Horndal, my three-word review...
No.
Ain't nothing but a Horndal.
That's brilliant. That's actually really good.
Horndal are brilliant. Please check them out.
Thank you. I've been listening to things as well.
What is it? What
you won't believe it. What is it? I've been listening to Ingested.
Okay.
And their album, The Tide of Death and Fractured Dreams.
Oh, wow.
They're Manchester death metal.
Say that again.
They're Manchester death metal. It came out on the 5th of April. It's 10 songs long. It's 45 minutes
right.
long.
That's seven minutes too long.
My standout track is Pantheon, and here it is. This album features Mark Hunter from Chimera.
Mark Hunter? Oh, yeah.
And Josh Middleton.
From Chimera?
Silicis.
Oh, Silicis, yeah.
Silicis. I'd say listen to it. It's very good. Cool. For the moment you hit play, you're greeted with a ferocious barrage of guttural vocals, crushing riffs, and thunderous drums. Yet, amidst the chaos, there's a sense of precision and control that makes it sound very clean, a little bit clean.
Okay.
Overall, it's a beast, a little beast of an album.
Wow.
There's a lot. I think I was more excited about their 2022 album, Ashes Lie Still.
Okay.
I remember that blowing me away a bit more than this one. But I have only listened to this a couple of times at the minute, literally twice. So it could... it could grow on me a bit more, but yeah, it's great. Check it out.
The best album cover I've seen in a while.
It's a really good album cover,
I would say.
So the album cover is
describe it for us.
It's I'm getting there. It's a what a head looks like.
Yeah. Right. Write that down. That's a good episode title.
You know what a head looks like. You do though. You've
seen
a head before.
Seen them, yeah.
And imagine that kind of like you're in a swimming pool, right? And you kind of shoulder, just walking in. You're not really swimming. You're walking around.
Yeah, yeah. Your feet on the bottom, and you're just strolling.
Yeah, and the kind of water's up to your shoulders.
Yeah.
And then you know, all of a sudden,
yeah.
Four skulls rip open the top of your head.
Yeah, okay.
And then blood just drools out of your closed mouth somehow and just like gets in the pool, just makes the pool unswimmable while four skulls come screaming at to one side, to the other one, and with a band name in the middle. It's like that.
Yeah,
imagine
okay.
that.
It's a scene as old as time, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We've all been down the local swimming baths, and that's happened.
I feel that Future Ventura probably looked a bit like that.
Actually, it did, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
in
yeah,
the
yeah.
pools.
The main pool, the entertainment pool, not the child,
entertainment
the kiddies pool.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more like the adult pool.
The adult pool. and look, right, little fun fact about Ingesting.
Go on. Oh, in general, okay.
And the band Ingested.
Yep.
And remember, this is a purely fictional scenario.
Okay.
For entertainment purposes only.
Oh, God.
But if you ingested a whole band...
Oh, yeah.
Right. You might find yourself feeling very heavy, like this album is, because this album is so... It's very heavy.
It's a new low.
Your stomach, though, would start producing some rather interesting sounds.
Like this album does.
Resembling a mix between death metal growls and amazing riffs.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yep. As band members navigate through and their gear navigate through your digestive system, you might experience some unexpected musical sensations, like this album has several throughout.
This is a fantastic review.
Thank you. There would be guitar solos reverberating through your intestines.
Wow.
Once they reach your stomach, though, the mosh pit would be in full swing, and the drum beats and bass lines would cause quite a ruckus in your stomach.
You keep looking at me like everything you say is related to eating a band, but it's not.
Unfortunately, the equipment might cause a serious case of indigestion.
Oh, okay.
Leading to a rather explosive finale.
Oh,
much like horrible. This album. And but do make sure you always prioritize safety and ingest bands. Small bands, yes.
Cut them up before you eat them. chew them a lot.
So basically, yeah, it's like ingesting a band.
Okay.
For fans of suffocation, like you would do if you ate an entire band and crew. Dying fetus, cattle decapitation.
Yes.
My 3-word review is tidal wave of death metal.
Wow. Because
it's the tide of, death and fractured dreams.
Yeah.
There you go. Hope that was fun.
Very good, Matthew. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks.
Enjoyed that. I enjoyed thinking about eating a band. I've been listening to you know what?
No.
Sometimes a band comes along.
No,
you don't eat them, and you just let them be.
Yeah.
And you think, wow, this band's great. I really hope they release more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I thought about this band many years ago, when they released, I think, a self-titled album. I think
was it. Three songs long.
Not only they've got the worst band name I've ever heard, I think. It's up there. Not only did they
Pissing
have
Razors.
The worst... No, that's quite a good band name.
It is, yeah.
Not only did they have the worst band name, they decided to name the album after the band name as well. So their self-titled
Wait,
album...
Wait, so this is an album?
No, this is a song.
Right.
But they're old. They had an album in 2011.
Yeah.
And it was self-titled. So they went, ooh, our band name's great. Let's name the album that. But unfortunately, both the album and the band name are awful. But they're called Ever Forthright. And their 2011 album, Ever Forthright, was, I think, literally amazing.
Right.
And they're back!
Whoa!
They're back. 13 years later. Count them.
1, 2, 3. Oh, how... They're back. How many? What year of DMX's children? 2018.
Probably.
With 13 children.
Kids. They're back with a song called Techniflux.
Ooh.
And it's 12 minutes long. So you have
1 minute for every year they've been gone.
1 minute for every child that DMX had before the year 1998, or whatever it is. But Matt, you're gonna have to do some editing here because the beginning is a bit crap, a bit of a piano vibe.
And
then it's a bit singy, but then when it gets heavy and screamy and a bit widdly,
I might
then
just
it's
play
really
the
good.
Bad bit and make everyone think that you like awful music.
Fine, but I'm looking forward.
I
to
don't know if there
the
is
album.
A bad bit.
It's like sort of slightly widdly, slightly genty, bit singy, bit screamo-y maybe.
Yeah,
bit sort of periphery-y.
Okay,
but maybe better.
Okay.
Anyway, Ever Forthright, Techniflux.
And here it is! Show me where it says you don't have to submit to coexist. To coexist. To coexist. Check it out.
The album coming out is called Techniflux as well.
Oh, okay.
Don't know when it's out.
Nice.
This came out.
I mean, this song is as long as an album.
It's very long. 12 minutes. Enjoy that.
No offense. I like a long song. I've been listening to songs as well. Solo songs or singles, as they're called. I've been listening to Contention and their song In the Land of Nod. And here it is!
Yeah, that's a shit name for a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the Land of Nod. Yeah.
But really, it'd be hard to sleep to that
bit
song.
Lame.
It came out on the 2nd of April. They're actually Straight Edge from Tampa.
Straight? Is that still a thing, Straight Edge?
Straight Edge. It's coming back. It's making a comeback. Yeah. I'm not going to
Straight Edge
get involved in it.
No drink, no drugs, no sex.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah.
No fun.
Loser!
But great songs.
You wouldn't get DMX involved in any of that stuff, would you? Absolutely not.
He is all edge.
he is. Jagged Edge.
Jagged Edge. They've got an album called Artillery from Heaven.
Oh, lovely.
And that's out on the 3rd of May.
Great. I've been listening to a band called Love Sex Machine.
Don't Google it.
They're not Straight Edge, as far as I'm aware. And the song is called Canopy.
And here it is!
And there it was. They're pretty good. I think this track doesn't sound like what I'm about to say, okay. But one of the earlier ones from the album that I guess is coming out soon had a bit of a Will Haven vibe.
Ooh, I like Will Haven.
So when we finish recording, you can listen to that one, Matt, if you want. But this is pretty good. I think the album's going to be great. I think there's been 3 singles, so I guess it's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
If not the day we release this episode, I've no idea because we're not researched very well here.
You haven't.
And
I researched my A singles.
Love Sex Machine. Check it out.
Love Sex Machine. Don't Google it. I've been listening to the band Candy.
Oh.
And their new song, Existence. Spelled like the movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That movie, is that a zombie movie?
It's kind of like an alien movie.
Existence.
And there's like the
I vaguely remember
there's like
it.
The fleshy gun.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Now you're talking my language.
And here it is. Fleshy Guns are good.
Existence, yeah. Who's in it? What is this?
Came out 2nd of April.
Existence.
The band are from all over the US, with no 2 members being from the same state.
Well, that's very impractical.
It is, yeah.
How are they a band? It's incredible.
That's WhatsApp for you, or Zoom.
Willem Dafoe is in Existence.
Oh, nice.
And Jude Law.
Yes.
Carry on.
Their album It's Inside You is out June 7th.
Don't mind if I do.
On Relapse Records.
Okay.
Check it out. I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Goodbye.
Right, bye.
Oh, wait a sec. Oh, hold on. That was just new releases.
What's next?
Album of the week. We've got a crown one. Album of the week. We don't know what it's going to be until we open the gold envelope.
Here it is.
But right now, while the theme song to Album of the Week plays, I get McMouty out of their hutch. Yeah.
Smash McMouty's beak against the desk. As is tradition.
That's what I do. A tradition. I don't go do against tradition, else. Especially around Easter. Easter's long gone. Okay, right. McMouty is out.
What?
McMouty
on,
is
out. Before we carry on, Easter every year, is it? It's not normally the end of March, is it?
No, it's different.
It's normally April.
It's usually
Easter,
April, yeah.
I didn't know if I'd just lost my head.
No, I didn't like it.
It was
March.
The end of March.
It was very confusing.
Yeah, very strange.
Anyway.
Why?
Let's not leave.
And also, nobody knows why.
Nobody
just
knows.
It just happened.
Just happened.
No one questioned it. No one went, are we sure? It's fine.
No one questioned it.
Just ignore it.
Yep.
And
okay.
It was just the end of March.
Here we go. Right. I'm going to smash their beak and you're going to open the envelope.
Okay, here we go. And I'm on the week. This week goes to... Bloody hell. Proto Sequence.
Whoa, Proto Sequence.
And the album Bestiary.
Where are they from?
Canada.
They're banned from there, aren't they?
They're from Canada.
Well, if I'm ever in Canada for any reason,
you might be.
You get a.
They look
pint.
Quite good fun, to be honest. Like, as yeah. in, you know, physically.
I think they'll have a pint with me, even if they don't drink. They can have a pint of fruit juice.
Look, they look fun, don't they? Having a bit of a laugh there in that picture.
Yeah,
I think we get on with them.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, with most people.
So, Proto Sequence, Edmonton, Alberta. That's not their names. That's where they're from. Yeah. There's Edmonton, Alberta, Modern and Death,
Georgia,
and Metal.
Okay.
No, they're called Josh Dillon, Jacob, and Logan.
Whoa! Hi, Josh Dillon, Jacob, and Logan.
Yeah. They look pretty cool.
Congratulations on releasing a great album. Yep, you can write it down on a plate.
Yeah,
with ketchup.
Write it on a plate with ketchup.
And then frame it.
That's what some of the bands that we've given the awards yeah, to yeah. like to do.
So, yeah, that's it. Check out all those bands. We'll be back next week.
Yes.
If you like it, subscribe.
Just tell everyone.
Tell everyone.
Please.
And don't have nightmares.
Good night.